local news, culture, and NPR.
This is Radio Catskill. We have a weather forecast. A winter storm warning is in effect for our entire listening area until 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. 6 to 9 inches of snow are expected, with more possible in higher elevations and the eastern Catskills. Snowfall will be heavy at times, up to 1 inch per hour, especially this evening, this is Saturday, into tomorrow morning. Expect hazardous travel conditions. Winds 15 to 35 miles per hour with the strongest winds tomorrow morning. Isolated power outages possible. Take care, people. This is Radio Catskill. Listen local. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we are looking ahead, the year ahead, 2024. Here it comes.
Wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
When that album was released in 1964, Bob Dylan was 23 years old. And the lyrics are so deep and so mature for such a young man. And he was talking about anti-war, and he was talking about how fast it seemed like America was changing in the 60s, and the civil rights movement, and the anti-war demonstrations, and what seemed like immense political upheaval in the times. They are a-changing. And, you know, I was alive during those times, and it did seem revolutionary. But when I look forward to 2024, these songs and those feelings, they seem so relevant to today. You know, we're looking towards, personally, I'm very excited about the plans that I have. I'm very positive about and look forward to the things that lay before me in my own personal life, the music, the friends, the home that I have. And yet there's another wider cultural future that does have me a little sitting on the edge of my seat a little bit, politically, socially. So many things are changing. The times, they truly are changing. So I wanted to play a couple more songs from that era, that kind of express that feeling of things being in flux, not knowing exactly what the future might hold. Dave Mason was one of the founding members of the band Traffic with Steve Winwood and Jim Capaldi. And when he left that band in 1970, he released his first solo album called Alone Together. And there's a song on there called World in Changes. And that kind of ties right into what I'm saying. And then right in that same time frame in 1966, a couple of years after the Bob Dylan album, a band called Buffalo Springfield. Buffalo Springfield is a Canadian band, and Stephen Stills and Neil Young were both in it. There was five guys in that band, Richard Fury. It was a great band. And they did this song. Stephen Stills wrote it, sings the lead, plays the guitar. And it's a very iconic song. It's called For What It's Worth. There's a man with a gun over there. And these songs, I remember what it felt like the very first time that I heard them and how powerful they seemed. And I know that there's probably people listening now, perhaps, that haven't heard these songs before. And so I feel when I hear that song, the times they are a-changin', when I hear it now, it's almost like I'm hearing it for the first time as the meaning of these songs becomes so relevant. And shifts with the times. So 2024, here it comes. World in Changes. This song is by Dave Mason. It's from his album, Alone Together. It's called World in Changes.
They were so crazy, and I wasn't following you. Running in circles won't find me no purpose. It's right here with you and what I do. Watching the changes in you. Oh, turn for a new day in search of a new way. But are you sure that it will do? Changes, to me, I'll tell the truth, 'cause I can't pretend. Oh, find yourself a real friend, but then you nearly reach the end of all of this running round with you.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yep, Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth, from 1966. And that was Dave Mason right before that, from 1970, World in Changes. And so the idea, I love the idea in the Dave Mason song, you know, I've got a lot to learn about you, and you've got a lot to learn about me, too. And it seems like polarization, two sides, two strongly divided sides vying with each other, you know, for a position in all facets of life, but especially in our political realm. I'm sure you're aware of that. We're going to come into the present moment now. We're going to come into the 2000s, at least, as we look forward to 2024. There's a Canadian indie band called Arcade Fire. Love Arcade Fire. Let's see. It's Wynn Butler is the lead singer and one of the main songwriters, and his wife, Regine Chassagne. And they released an album in 2010. And there's something very bubbly and bouncy about the song. The piano accompaniment, I just love it. But then listen a bit more closely to the lyrics, because it talks about a divided society where I'm on one shore, I'm on one side of the shore, and you're on the other side. And it talks about an impending war. It's called The Suburbs. I love some of the ideas in this song. And this is Wynn Butler singing lead. And this is Arcade Fire.
Along the drive.
Arcade Fire. That song is called The Suburbs. That's the title track from their album from 2010. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we're looking around at the future and what 2024 might hold. And there's an election coming up. So we're going to be thinking about the White House. We're going to think about Washington, D.C. We're going to be thinking about the capital of our country, Washington, D.C. We lost David Crosby last year, but his music is still with me, still incredibly pertinent. He released an album in 2016 called Sky Trails. And there's a song about the Capitol on that album. I don't know about you, but I have certain images in my mind related to today's date, January the 6th, about the Capitol. And I don't think I ever did tour the White House. But here's what David Crosby has to say about the Capitol from the Sky Trails album.
It's built to impress you, and it works like that. All that white marble and the guards at the door. Metal detector, the following eyes, geometric patterns covering the floor. The symbols of power, eagles and flags, attendants, assistants, moving like sharks. Of citizens, patriotic souls, visiting the Capitol and the National Park. And you think to yourself, this is where it happens. They run the whole damn thing from here. Money to burn, filling up their pockets. And no one can hear. I wonder what they say to each other. How do they think? What do they feel? When they come out of those rooms and put on their faces, anything they say to the cameras real. They come for the power, for the power they stay, and they'll do anything to keep it that way. They'll ignore the Constitution and hide behind the scenes. Anything to stay a part of the machine. And you think to yourself, this is where it happens. They run the whole damn thing from here. Money to burn, filling up their pockets, where no one can see and no one can hear. The votes were just pieces of paper. They sneer at the people who voted. They laugh as the votes were not counted. The will of the people was no good and completely ignored. Thank you.
from here. Money to burn, filling up their pockets, where no one can see and no one can hear. And you think to yourself, this is where it happens. They run the whole damn thing from here. Money to burn, filling up their pockets, where no one can see and no one can hear.
What a song. The song is called Capital. It's by David Crosby from the Sky Trails album from 2016. And, you know, he's very serious. He's very serious about everything he said back then. And I love the way that he can put into words his own reactions. And he puts things into words that I myself have felt but never have quite been able to say. Such a brilliant man. And he's very serious. But there's another song I want to play, also about the White House. It's by Eric Burdon. Eric Burdon was the lead singer of a band called The Animals, and also with a band called War. But he's done a lot of solo recording, and in 2013, he released an album called Till Your River Runs Dry. And there is a song on there. It's also fairly political, but it's rather humorous in its own way. And Eric Burdon sings this song called Invitation to the White House. And after we hear that song, I'd like to play one more song from the same album. This song is called The Devil and Jesus. And, you know, one of the themes about today's program and the world in changes are the different sides that everybody takes. We're on different sides. And if it's an overseas war or it's a misunderstanding at home in your own house, it seems like there's always two sides. It might be, as in this song, an internal struggle inside of yourself between good and bad, between the devil and Jesus. It's an interesting idea. And I love the way that Eric Burdon sings. I hope you feel the same way. This is Eric Burdon, and the song is called Invitation to the White House.
It was a dream, dreamed I had an invitation to the White House. It was the first of the year. The president said, Eric, I'm sure glad you're here. I've inherited the country that's running wild. He said, I'm so frustrated. I'm asking you for your advice. But it was a dream. Just a dream I had on my mind. And when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. I said, you gotta open up those borders. Talking about the North and the South. Let's make friends with our neighbors. We can turn this thing around. We should make friends with the Canadians. They've got more than just snow. And there's a labor force waiting in the land of Mexico. Stream I had on my mind. But when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. Is an addiction, and the junkies don't want to stop. They're making tons of money with every drip of blood that drops. If you want to be a hero, let's fix America first. Make that miracle happen. You'll be a hero. Just a dream I had on my mind. And when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. I know, Mr. President, you've been given a loaded hand, and war is our culture ever since the world began. I said, bring them troops home, and let's fix this country first. We have the right to happiness, but you gotta get there. Just a dream I had on my mind. And when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. When I woke up this morning, no president.
devil and Jesus. The devil and Jesus. The devil and Jesus control my soul. They fight with each other, but I pay the toll. For years they've been fighting for a piece of my mind. Which one will win and leave the other behind? The devil and Jesus. The devil and Jesus. I have to agree, each one in my heart has planted a seed. But I ain't no different from any of you. I look at myself and I see them there too. The devil and Jesus. The devil and Jesus. Inside soon will be revealed. Not true. Either the devil or Jesus will tell you what to do. The devil or Jesus that you keep confined. There's always a danger of losing your mind. The devil and Jesus. The devil.
Eric Burdon, The Devil and Jesus. That's from his 2013 release called Till Your River Runs Dry. I'm Kathy Geary, and we started off today's episode of Now and Then with a song by Bob Dylan, The Times They Are A-Changin'. From 1964, it seems so relevant all these years later as we look ahead to 2024. And, you know, the different sides, the different wars going on, the different struggles going on that we're going to be going through together during this next year. In November of 2022, Bob Dylan released a book called The Philosophy of Modern Song. And it's a series of 36 essays about different songs. And he wrote an essay about the 1970s song that Edwin Starr recorded, War. Da-da, da-da, what is it good for? You maybe remember that song. And he talks about it a little bit, but then he goes on. And he writes an essay that is just really remarkable. And I wanted to read an excerpt from the essay that Bob Dylan wrote about the song War. And then we're going to hear his song, With God on Our Side. This is from Bob Dylan's The Philosophy of Modern Song. Historically, great nations do not fight small wars. As far back as 7th century Greece, when there were over 1,500 independent city-states, the rules of battle were already drawn hierarchically. Back then, you wouldn't see a larger city attack a small outpost somewhere. Battle is seldom a powerful nation's first resort. War, what is it good for? Well, what are we fighting for? Wars have raised people, freed them from oppression and actual slavery. Wars have reopened trade routes and channels of communication. And just as history is written by the winners, so it is with war. The winning country will tell you what has been gained. You have to look to the losers to find the atrocities, or listen to the dissenting voices. But as much as wars attract privateers, rounders, rogues, international rapscallions, mercenaries, and profiteers, money lust is not the only path to war. There is also pomposity and pride. Wars have also been started out of xenophobic fear over incursions, both real and imagined. There were religious wars, like the Crusades, and wars as tools to consolidate sprawling rebellious empires, like the Peloponnesian War. People fought wars to expand their borders or to defend them. They fought for vengeance and to extend the domain of their flag. Nowadays, it's not the inciting incident, but the nature of war itself that has changed. There was a time when the leaders of opposing armies could be found on the battlefields, and they would have to face down their enemy and test their opponent's mettle with the conviction of their own belief. The steel in the spine and the blade determined the victor. One mark of civilization is the ability to increase the distance between yourself and the person you kill. The blade gave way to the gun, which gave way to the bomb, which gave way to any number of long-range killing machines. The more powerful you were, the further you could be from the action. The most powerful were half a world away, snug in their bathrobes, while nameless soldiers did their killing. Plausible deniability helped those warmongers sleep. With arrogance born of distance and an ignorance of specifics, they believed kept their hands clean. As a people, we tend to feel very proud of ourselves because of democracy. We walk into that booth and cast our votes and wear that adhesive "I voted" sticker as if it is a badge of honor. But the truth is more complex. We have as much responsibility coming out of the booth as we do going in. If the people we elect are sending people to their deaths or worse, sending other people half a world away, whom we never even consider because they don't look like us or sound like us, to their deaths, and we do nothing to stop it, aren't we just as guilty? And if we want to see a war criminal, all we have to do is look in the mirror. That intense essay is by Bob Dylan from his book, The Philosophy of Modern Song, by Bob Dylan. He has a way with words. So back when he wrote that book recently, he's now 81 years old. And he's still extremely active. A whole lifetime of creativity. My favorite kind of musician. Rather acerbic. Rather sarcastic. but he can put his finger right on the pulse of what needs to be said and say it so clearly. And he apparently has had that ability since he was a very young man, because in 1964 he was only 26. Is that right? 26? Or 23? Wait a minute. He was very young in 1964 when the album Times They Are A-Changin' was the title of the album, and there's a song on that album called With God on Our Side. And this is a young Bob Dylan from 1964, the song With God on Our Side.
Oh, my name, it ain't nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. All the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. Oh, the country was young with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, boys, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. The Second World War came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we were friends. Though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now to have God on their side. I've learned to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another it's them we must fight. To hate them and fear them, to who run in to hide and accept it all bravely with God on my side. But now we got weapons of chemical dust. If I them were forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and it shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. Through many dark hours, I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and fall to the floor. That if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
That was Bob Dylan from 1964, the song With God on Our Side. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. In some fashion, I hope that you enjoyed the music on today's program and the reading from Bob Dylan's book. And as we look forward to 2024, I hope you're well. I hope you feel safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening. This is Radio Catskill with a weather forecast for January the 6th, Saturday. A winter storm warning is in effect for our entire listening area until 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. 6 to 9 inches of snow are expected, with more possible in higher elevations and the eastern Catskills. Snowfall will be heavy at times, up to an inch per hour, especially this evening into tomorrow morning.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Liza Phillips Design. Sustainably sourced natural fiber rugs for floors and stairs. Designed in Narrowsburg, handmade in Nepal. By appointment and on the web at LizaPhillipsDesign.com. From The Arnold House, up on top of Chandelier, featuring 14 guest rooms, a seasonally rotating menu at the tavern, greenhouse gardens, barn, and more. TheArnoldHouse.com.
WJFF Jeffersonville. W233AH Monticello. Radio Catskill. On your radio at 90.5 FM or streaming online at wjffradio.org.